May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the great realities of that passage, if you go back and read and be honest with it, not have any religious prejudice one way or the other, is that what he's saying is that part of what he's saying in those scriptures, you read all the way through the chapter, he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no, you can't abide in me. Part of what he's saying is the miracle of the manna in the wilderness was nothing compared to the miracle of the Eucharist. See, I can believe that because I'm a charismatic. Charismatics believe all kinds of things. This is Hebrews. We don't have to understand things, do we, with our head? That's a funny reality to me. And yet so many Protestant, evangelical charismatics operate out of their heads so much when we supposedly believe in the supernatural. When it comes to things like Eucharist, it's because we suffer from a terrible disease called Romophobia. And if the Roman Catholics do it, it can't be God. Sad. They pray. I guess praying's not from God either. Never mind. This is Hebrews 11, verse 11. We've looked at it recently. But the Lord was just speaking to me again about some things because this is part of the devotional, if you read it today. As a bishop and as an archbishop, besides this church, and I have like 40 other clergy that are relating to me. Then I get letters from Africans every day asking me to pray for them. And now Brazilians and people across the country and the bishops that are under me. And then I've developed relationships with a lot of the lay people in the pews. So I get stuff all the time asking me things like this. So everybody listen up, because this may sound like you and me saying, Bishop, please pray that God will give me the grace to hang in there, to do this thing. And I've come to the place where I tell them, nope, I won't do it. Because for me to pray that God would give you the grace to do something or to stand in a place would be for me to deny the truth. And by the very fact that you're asking that request, you don't know the truth, or you just won't believe the truth. What it says about Sarah, by faith, even Sarah herself, by faith, even Sarah herself, received ability or power, received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life. So it's given. This was a very difficult situation. It was actually an impossible situation. Have you ever been in a relationship or in some situation or you think you were called to do something that seemed impossible, either financially or just ability-wise, or again, you were standing in a place in a relationship or somebody in your life and it's just impossible. This person is just impossible. I can't love them. It's just too hard, yada, yada, yada. Because of the fall and our own weakness, that happens to us all the time. But even Sarah herself received ability to conceive in an impossible situation, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Now here's the thing that the Lord showed me some months ago. I shared this, I think, on a weekday. She didn't get the ability when she considered him faithful. She received the ability when she considered him faithful. She got the ability 25 years earlier when the Lord gave her the promise. It always starts with a promise. Since she considered him faithful who had promised. Anytime God promises, the provision comes with the promise. The ability is there. Even I would say that everything God calls you to, every demand the Lord has of you and has made of you in terms of calling you into a place or calling you to stand in a place, that command, that requirement is already a promise. God never asks you to do something that he hasn't already made provision for you to do it. And so the prayer that I pray for people, no, I'm not going to pray that God will give you the grace. What I'm going to pray is that you will receive the grace by faith that God's already given you. You say, well, Bishop, isn't the same thing? Absolutely, totally the opposite thing. Again, the gospel within the gospel. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And the God of limitless ability has, past tense, already abounded more than you could ever imagine, more than enough, all grace to you. All. Not some, not most. That you, that's plural, so it means y'all, always, that means always, regardless of what the thing is, no matter how impossible it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how unpleasant it is, no matter how your feelings, no matter how difficult the relationship is or the person is, you always having, not hoping, already having, all sufficiency, all, not just enough to squeeze by, but all sufficiency in everything. That kind of covers it all. And really, if you go back, all those are the same words. And this is the way you could translate it. The King James kind of does. And the God of limitless ability has made all grace abound to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to all good works. He covers it all. And so what happened to Sarah? And I know this is... Listen, I'm walking this thing out just like you are. I'm fighting a good fight of faith just like you are. I'm crying out every day, God, change me more. I want to walk this out consistently. I want to go days before I blow this one, not minutes. I don't want to act like it's not true. I don't want to be telling somebody, pray that God will give me the grace. Or find myself complaining or griping or worrying or in anxiety that just say, I don't believe that. All sufficiency, always having, not hoping, not praying for, you already got. Always having all sufficiency in everything, whatever category, whatever you're dealing with. Easy situation, impossible situation. Sarah, the moment God said this is going to happen, he transmitted to her the ability to do it. It took 25 years. Don't take 25 years. Don't wait till God extracts you from a situation and you never appropriated his ability. You never walked out in faith. Don't look back 25 years later and go, man, I really blew that one. Now, everybody listen to me. The good news is, I'm giving you good news. The bad news is you're going to be accountable to walk in it. Now, I'm talking to you the way he talks to Chucky. Stop talking about it, Chucky. Walk in it. Sarah's problem wasn't getting ability. She had had it for 25 years. Her issue was she prepared to receive the ability that she already had by faith. That's the Christian life. And that covers every area. Your future, your present, your job, your marriage, your friendships, your finances. Always having all sufficiency in everything. See, for years I used to say Sarah didn't have the ability and she received the ability when she considered him faithful. That's not true. It's like she didn't have it and then she got it. No, she's had it for 25 years. She got to experience it when she stopped asking for the ability, stopped asking for grace, and she actually received. And the word receive there is the Greek word, she took it. She finally realized he was a faithful one, and she took it by faith. Had the ability, but didn't experience the ability for 25 years. until she finally took what she already had. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together.